Welcome to the Zen Superman podcast. I'm Elena, your mommy tantrum specialist and host of the podcast. And today it's one of the episodes when I'm not going to be flying solo. I have a special guest here. And before I bring her on board and let her say hi to you, she's already patiently waiting there smiling at me. This is our team is growing announcement. So primarily this podcast episode is going to be for our Zen Supermom clients of the Zen Supermom program. Because my guest today is going to be directly in touch with the clients. We are growing, we are expanding because I do what I preach. I'm no longer able to do everything by myself. We have so many wonderful women inside the program. And I realized if I cannot clone myself, if I cannot chop myself into pieces, I really need to start hiring for help so that everybody gets the support that they deserve, so that every single one of our Zen Supermoms feel seen and heard and supported the way they deserve. So this is why I'm bringing on board, and I'm going to show you who she is and how wonderful, beautiful she is. By the way, for anybody who's not on YouTube, who's listening to this podcast only, you might want to watch because it's always more fun to see the people who are talking as well, right? Hi, Supermom or Superdad. Elena here, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom System. And me and my team have helped hundreds of moms and dads start setting healthy boundaries with calm. And this is the first parenting podcast that is not about your kids, that shows you why none of the parenting techniques helped you stop yelling at your kids and how to control your emotions from jumping out so that you can be the safe, loving parent you wish you had growing up. This is the Zen Supermom podcast. So, without any further ado, hi Sassy, welcome on board and welcome to the Zen Supermom podcast.
Hey Elena, hello everybody.
Hey, happy to have you. And so this is already, let's start at the beginning, behind the scenes. Sassy is the wizard behind this podcast. She's the one doing all these beautiful, smart edits, you know, like on the, of the video and of the audio, the one putting the beautiful graphics and music and doing all of my social media content. So first of all, thank you, Sassy. Finally getting public recognition for all your amazing work. And why I decided to hire Sassy, not only for this work that she's doing front end, really for all of the moms who are just meeting me, seeing me somewhere on TikTok, YouTube, wherever, is because when Sassy started doing my podcast on social media, she started giving me a lot of feedback. Like, oh my goodness, Elena, this episode you just did, I was listening to it for 1 hour. I completely forgot I was working. I was just taking notes because I'm a mom too. And what you're sharing is completely spot on. Like, I needed to hear this today. So after I was getting so many messages from Sassy and after seeing her like really superb work ethics, her dedication and responsibility, her attention to detail, and at the same time, keeping that human connection perspective in mind, I was like, oh my goodness, she's so amazing. And I created a role for her. So she is becoming our client success manager. First time ever, we will have this role in the Zen Supermom program. And I'm so happy that you will take it, Sassy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It is really an honor to be, you know, part of your team because, I know I still have a lot of, I still have a lot to learn. You know, I am not yet in the, you know, really in the course itself, but just doing your podcast every week, there's really a huge change, not just to me, but to our family. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. And let's talk about that first. Maybe I will stop doing my blah, blah, and I will let you talk as well and introduce yourself. So tell me, what is it that resonated with you then so much? Like, you're a mom of two, right? So tell us a little bit more about that. Like, what you have been personally struggling with as a mom.
So I am, as what Elena said, I am a mom of two. And well, when I became a mom, I was actually diagnosed by a psychologist with several mental health disorders. And according to my doctor, she said that these diagnoses have already been in my system since I was a child, because of the of a lot of traumas that happened when I was young, up until when I was 21 years old. So the struggle that I have when I became a mom was that even though that I really try to not really to be the perfect mom, but just to be the present mom, just to be a calm mom, just to be a good mom, basically. But there were some, you know, outbursts, not too often, but when I do some angry outbursts, it's like, you know, big bang. So it's super. Though after that, I also do a little bit of repair. Like, okay, I'm sorry. It is my fault. I always tell that to my kids when I have some angry outbursts. I tell them that it is my fault that I wasn't able to control my own feelings. But, you know, I really want to sort of trim that part of my system, because I know that it has lasting effects to my children. And, you know, I don't want them to grow up having what I have right now, or what I had before. So, yeah. And also there were some parts like, how do I say this? Even my relationship with my husband, though not all relationships are perfect, he is not perfect, I am not either, but I feel that there are still some parts that we both can optimize. So yeah, in a nutshell, you know, I just want to be a better version of myself, so that my kids and my husband will get a better wife and a better mom. No, not just the default name. Sorry.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, you can hear moms, like, this is exactly why I'm working with Tassie. You get it now. I can tell you, like, without Tassie listening too much, I used to have a podcast editor. It was a guy. He was amazing. Don't take me wrong. He was perfect. Like, technically, he was doing a great job. I loved working with him. But then when I met Tassie and I started working with her, and she started giving me feedback that exactly, not only she was great, like technically perfect in her skills, everything she was doing for me was spot on. But on top, when she started giving me feedback, like, oh my goodness, like, you're talking to me? This is having so much value and impact on my life. That's when I realized I found the golden, like the gem, and I wanted to bring her more and closer, because you see it. And this is, by the way, I love doing Easter egg hunts for all of my clients in all of our group calls. So let's do an Easter egg hunt here, even in this podcast episode. You're here listening to a story of two different women, like, you're getting to know Sassy. But I would encourage you to see, what is it that you can learn out of this even? Yeah. What is it that you can learn out of this conversation? How does it make sense even for your life? And what is it that you're going through right now? Because one of the biggest lessons that I'm getting through building a team and bringing in Sassy and being so excited about it, so thrilled about bringing her on board and giving her even more responsibilities, is because I realized we attract what we shine out. This is the team that I'm so passionate about building now for supporting our Zen Supremum clients, because I realize that with every single person that I bring on board, no matter their role, I can see that they're all unique, they're all special, they all have their own unique life story. But what we all have in common is, like, that's exactly what I want to give you, all of the moms who are still struggling. I want you to give you that piece of, you are heard, we hear you, because we've been through freaking such similar situations. We've been through that pain. And perfectly imperfect, exactly as Sassy said, like, nobody is perfect. Like, I'm not going to put myself on a pedestal. I'm not 100% Zen Supermom either. But this is part of it. Recognizing that it's a journey for all of us, and that it's not about being perfect. It's about, like, keep going, because we are doing it for the kids. And that's why it's worth it, even though it sucks like hell. Like, we would love to get it over with and make it fast. Sometimes it takes a little more, but this is why we are here, you see? And that's why I'm so happy. And thank you. Now, coming back to you, Sassy. Okay, now you can listen again. But that's why I'm so happy to bring you on board. And I I had to say bye to that amazing gentleman that I used to work with before, and I gave all that work to Sassy, because this is exactly the spirit I want to work with women, with moms who get it, who understand it, and for whom it's not just a job because they need money to pay their bills. Of course, I pay them money, and I think, I hope it's generous enough. I always want to reward people for what they are doing. But at the same time, I don't want that to be just a job. I want people with passion who understand what we are doing here. So thank you so much, Sassy.
Thank you so much.
Going now, this was how we met. This was the beginning, and this is exactly why I started working with you. But then what I started seeing in you, that really your skills are impeccable also then in communication, and really, like, I love your big heart. So maybe I would just explain or introduce your new role, especially if there are some of our Zen Supermom clients who are listening or watching this podcast episode, because that role is not existing in the program right now. So you are becoming client success manager. And as I see that role, why I'm creating it really is for every single client to feel seen and heard and supported. Yeah. So Sassy will be the first line of contact. I'm still there. Don't freak out. I'm still there in the program, right? You will still get my help too. But Sassy will be there helping with any tech, any logistics, any admin kind of things, like, hey, where's my login passwords, or where's the next group call, and anything like, how long is still my program? How long do I have access for, and what happens next? Anything like at this, like, basic level of communication that I don't have to be doing, that it's not like picking your brain and healing your trauma and doing mental fitness together, that only I can do, I will keep doing it. But everything else will be going to Sassy. Yeah. So Sassy, is there anything that you would like to share with the clients? Because you'll be reaching out to them, you'll be like talking to them. So any messages for them? How are you? Are you excited about the role? Are you feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm scared because this is new stuff? Well, feel free to share.
Yeah, this is a new experience for me. I have done some media work before, and I still am. But you know, for this particular role, it's kind of new to me. But I am super excited to be journeying with your clients.
With our clients.
I am so excited to be part of their journey, and I hope that as they go along, they will, you know, they will not just take this like, no, this is just a hobby, this is just, you know, a course that, you know, after three months, 6 months, okay, I did this, I have a certificate, yay, and then that's it. It's like, you know, take this as something that as a gift, not just to yourself but to your family, a lifelong gift. Like, you know, this will not just affect your children, but the children of your children, your grandchildren, and so on. So, yeah. And then another one is, you know, I will really try to be of help to your journey. And yeah, I'm excited to meet all of you. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Sassy. We will bring you closer. I will be doing more communication for our clients. And if there is somebody out there looking, you're not a client yet, you want to know more about the program, you want to know more about what we are doing, then of course, feel free to reach out. We will link up all the resources and the ways how you can contact us and how you can find out how we could help you. Beautiful. Anything else, Sassy? Anything else you wanted to share?
None.
We are good. Let's keep it short and sweet. I'm not going to grill you here for too much. I appreciate you coming from the background, because usually you're like hiding behind the scenes. You're doing all that important work that nobody sees that how much you're doing. So I also wanted to put you in a spotlight to give you the hands. And yeah, I hope this was helpful. If you're one of our clients, then at least you understand now what's happening. Why is it that Sassy is joining us? And for everybody who's out there doing that Easter egg hunt, as I said, like looking for your own learnings in this conversation, then see it for you also. How is it? What is your energy right now? Who are you attracting into your life? What kind of people are you surrounding yourself with? And if you're seeing like maybe those are not your people, then see what is it in you that's attracting them. And maybe that's where we need to start looking at and healing and changing, so that then you also start attracting the people who are the perfect fit and who just make you smile the moment you look at them and you feel so great working with them. So I hope this episode was helpful. It was like exceptional. We will sneak it in between our usual Friday content for anybody who's curious. I appreciate you so much, Sassy. Thank you for making time.
Yeah.
And we both are going to see you soon. Bye, Supermom.
Bye.